No, not tonight.
Okay, we'll call it the flight of Dragon up to the spacecraft, up to the International Space Station in a couple of weeks. They'll be sending a crew of two up instead of a crew of four. There's got to be two guys. Two women have been cut, unfortunately. But they will eventually fly again. And the reason they're only bringing two people instead of four is they will have extra seats available for Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore. But every return trip, not in a couple of weeks, not in a couple of months, but in a lot of months, they'll be coming back in February. Total flight time for them will be 8 months instead of 8 days. We'll talk a lot more about that in the coming weeks. But now I'm going to turn it over to Roy. Thank everybody that stood by and listened, and also that asked questions and comments. It's great to have you, and hope you all have a great Labor Day. Over to you, Roy, AC2GS, WS2N, for the Space Net Report for the TechNet. Back to you, Roy.
This is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I especially appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone who participated tonight. I hope you'll join us next Sunday night at 8 p.m. when we're going to try and do this all over again. Our rebels now are done, gentlemen. And as always, I like to remind everyone that Dick would end his technical nets with the advice to be kind to each other. And I like to add good old Epictetus. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep your mind open, but not so wide enough that your brain will fall out. Everyone have a great Labor Day, remaining of the Labor Day weekend. Have a great week. Stay safe. Be well. And we'll talk to you down the line, hopefully next Sunday at 8 p.m. This is AC2GS going clear after I say Slava Ukraini.
KE2HAU, clear.
KE2AHK, Corey is there. Quickie question.
Who do you want to talk to, Chet?
I just wanted to ask, was there a 10-meter nest today? I showed up on 28-3, I think it was 371 today at 11 o'clock. I guess because Labor Day you weren't there, right?
I was on 381. The usual frequency is 28.380, but I occasionally have a noise spur. So I move one kilocycle up. So I'm usually at 28.381.
It might have been at 381. I forget now. But you were there today. I was listening around. I wanted to join today. All right. I thought maybe you took the day off. I didn't hear anything around that area. Okay. Have a good evening. Bye bye. WP2HK.
So long, Chad. Yeah, I was there from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. I think I called an end about 5 or 10 minutes after 1. The problem is that ground propagation kind of stops at the Queens-Nassau border, in my experience. So that's probably something that afflicted your attempt to listen to me.
Must have been it. I didn't hear anything. All right, I tried. Maybe next week I'll give it a try again. All right. Good night, WP2, Amateur Ham King, now clear.
Okie doke, this is AC2GS, and I'm clear.
8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
T2AMZ Mobile. WB20KT.
82AMZ. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing? Nice day over here. Temperature and humidity seem fine. And on the list, unofficial day of summer.
Copy that. I'm just here to help out a buddy, WOSR. I'm waiting for another guy to come up here to help us repair his tower. So I'm about to go knock on his door and hopefully get the project going.
Wow, yeah, very good. And Mike, you're a good neighbor, a positive, good guy. He certainly deserves the help. I can see why. So very good. I'm delighted to hear you doing it. That's really nice of you.
Okie dokie, copy that. I was hoping to get Christian on the air. Maybe he's on his way. Well, I'll call him on his cell phone. With that said, this is KD2AMZ. I'll be clear. Let me go to work.
Yeah. On behalf of all of us, well, thank you. It's really nice that you're doing that. And take care, and may your repairs be successful. K2AMZ, WB2IKK.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
WB2ZS.
Morning, Steve. WB2ZS, WB2IKT.
to Morgan.
Ah, so what you doing on your day off?
Going to meet Steve over at Hempstead. See if we can't just straighten out the last little bit of that stuff.
Oh, hey, that sounds terrific. Very good. I assume that Andy's on board with that?
Yes, he gave me the phone number to call so that they should give us access. So I'll do that when I get over that way.
Oh, hey, that's really pretty good. I'm actually delighted to hear that. Wonderful. And I just really hope you guys are successful. Please let me know.
Even if we get remote access and we can't finish up the rest of the stuff because he's got to do something, at least it'll be remotely accessible.
Yeah, the funny thing about that is that remote access is probably going to depend upon certain ports being open. And I hope that proves to be correct.
Yeah, it's just for the remote access. They've got a way of doing that I do not comprehend, but seems to work almost all the time in almost any circumstance.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, what I don't know is I don't have enough knowledge of the firewall situation or the local router, etc. But the usual case is that there is something called NAT, which is Network Address Translation, which is the usual for most home type of routers. And, that's typically what happens when you get assigned a 192.168 address or a 10-dot address. That's another one, numbering scheme. I can't quite call them mine, but they're like that. And they're deliberately made to do that so that you can't communicate outside of your local area network. On the other hand, not everybody does that, and there are plenty of exceptions.
Yeah, I understand. But if you recall, we had this working before. I think it's just an error on my part. I may have either missed the 8 checkbox or inadvertently unchecked it, I think.
Oh, somehow I don't remember that. So I'm glad you do, because it sounds like you have a much higher chance of being successful in that case. So I didn't realize that it had worked when we first put it up there.
Yeah, well, we were up there last. Lou was able to connect through it. Because you have to be in front of it to give them the information, and then you can set it up for access without the credentials again.
Okay, I'm sorry. Somehow or other, I just either forgot that we did that or wasn't aware that occurred. I thought that we couldn't do that for some reason. But, okay, very good. And good luck. I just hope it works out.
Yeah, this is the remote access, not the Warriors X. The Warriors X we didn't have going.
Wait a minute. Just say that again. I'm not sure I caught that correct. Did you say you have the Wires X or you don't? Because my impression was that would not work until you got the remote access going.
Okay, two separate issues. Remote access, so we can make any changes if necessary. rather than schlepping up there every time. And the wire's X. So the remote access is just giving us access to the computer to do anything on it. The wire's X is the connection that we need for the repeater.
Okay. Okay. Now, without the remote access, I don't understand how you can get wires X to work. Pardon my my ignorance on that matter.
Oh, no. If you have remote access, you should be able to get wires X going if you have the proper port configuration.
Right. And there's a known list of ports that should have been opened. And in fact, I believe Andy made the request, but sadly for that kind of stuff, there's no really good way to test it unless you have the app up and running. And the app won't work if those ports aren't open. So that's sort of the acid test for if it was successful. But without the app, you don't know if the ports are working.
Not being a computer person, I can't say for sure, but I think you can check what ports are open. There is a command for that. Not me.
Yeah, there are ways to tell it that don't necessarily need the app, but they're convoluted, I guess, would be the best word to put it. But, okay, so, at this point, wires X has not been finished yet, or is it that it's on but we don't know it? Is that the case?
I don't know what, as far as I know, it's not on, but, you know, I'll work with Steve. And we should be able to find out. Actually, I don't know if he's here. WB2WAK, WB2CSE.
And Y2H, good morning.
He must be getting his coffee. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, George and Steve. There's an installation of the Wires X software that has to occur that can't occur unless the ports are open. The ports are open as far as Andy told me. So when we get remote access, we'll try to run the installation, and that will entail putting in our group numbers and things like that. And hopefully we'll have some success.
I'll be right back. WB2CSA.
Well, thank you. You kind of clarified that for me, and I appreciate that. What you just said is pretty much what I expect. I guess the issue for me is that, Hofstra being a fairly large organization, Andy could say that the port numbers have been opened. On the other hand, he didn't do it. His IT organization did it. And they may have told him that they did it. But, it's not done until you know that it's tested. And my experience in opening port numbers are that there are sometimes nodes that are easy to forget about, and the process from one end to the other didn't complete, although people did open port numbers in certain spots. So that's what I'm worried about.
It's my impression that he's doing it himself. That's the impression he gave me.
I don't think so, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm definitely under the impression that he did it with a, you know, by some kind of, you know, I'll call it a work order. That may not be the correct word, but, you know, basically he requested his IT organization to do it. I could be wrong, and you could be right. I don't know. I'm definitely under the impression that the Hofstra's IT organization had to do it because pieces of this don't belong to WRHU in that domain where I know Andy could do it. But once you go out of WRHU domain, you're in the, you know, you're still, I mean, it's still Hofstra, but another one has to do the work.
I also believe Steve told me that Andy is capable of doing it remotely. So when Steve comes back, we maybe can clarify that. But we shall see.
Nobody you beat his GSC. That's what he told me.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Hey, Andy. 32 in the Charlie Mobile in Oceanside. Good morning, this is KD2 Whiskey in the Charlie for radio checkup. Somebody else is here in this frequency. Could you give me a CNN report in Oceanside? Thank you.
Yeah, station at Oceanside. I just heard you. It's KB2HHU. I hear you. What's up? My name is Sig. I'm over here in North Belmore. Not too far from Oceanside. What's going on?
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. How you doing? I know you are in Belmore. Yeah, I'm here in my car. You know, I didn't go to my house, so thank you very much. Your signal is very good, very clear. I located in Oceanside by the park. That's the thing. My call sign is KD2WIC. KD2WIC. My name is Henry. Over.
Okay, Henry, fantastic. KB2WIC, KB2HHU, my call. Very good. Okay, you're down over there, down in the south end of Oceanside. I used to live in Baldwin, the next town over, a couple years ago. So I'm kind of familiar with the area. All right, fantastic. It looks like it's getting nice outside, so good day to be in the park. But, yeah, you're working great in the car. No problem.
Okay, thank you. Could you give me your 3 letters, last 3 letters, let me slow. This is KB2ICC, that's Icon Canada, excuse them.
Oh, no problem. I talk too fast. That's my problem. It's Kilo Bravo 2, KB2, Hotel United, HHU.
Okay, QSL. Okay, that's good, sounds good. So, thank you very much. Are you mobile, right? In the mobile station, or you are in the base? Over.
I'm at home in the base. I'm in the basement using an antenna on the roof. So, hopefully, yeah, the signal should be halfway decent. But, yeah, not in the car, at home.
Okay, QSL, thank you very much. I was talking with my friend in Freeport. We're talking in 40 meters. I got a 40 meters and 20 meters in my car too. So I tried to test it with him. And everything is clear here. Everything fine. So I want to get to my house. And that's it. Thank you very much. Your name is?
My full name is Sigmund. Sig for short, Sierra India Golf, Sig. You can look me up, the full name is Sigmund, though. I just spell that out. It's a lot. It's a mouthful. So, Sierra India Golf, Sig.
Okay. Sig. Okay. Okay, KB2HHU, KB2, Whiskey India Charlie, in Oceanside. Okay, thank you very much. Talk to you later, maybe next time. So, 73, thank you very much.
No problem, Henry. Come back again, and everything's working great. Good luck on 40 meters. It sounds like a lot of fun in the car. Take care, Henry. KB2HHU.
Okay, 73, thank you. KB2, HAU, KD2, bye-bye, 73.
anytime you're ready, Bob.
KB2H.
Oh, howdy.
Yeah.
We have one port, I think, is open, and that's it. So, you know, then again, we'll have to talk to Andy and see where things are.
Yeah, so, I got a little house cleaning to do here on the computer, but then I'm going to run, I don't know if it's going to yield anything, but there's utilities where you could do like a port scan remotely on an IP address. I'll run that just for kicks and giggles and see if that gives us any port status. But other than that, yeah, you guys continue with him. And that's it.
Yeah, you got a problem with running on the Lenovo computer, because that'll tell you what's local, right?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Running it on your home computer will tell you what ports are open at your internet connection, right?
Oh, no. This goes out to, you can go out to any IP. No, it's not doing yours, it's doing the target. It's no, it's just penetration. It's trying, it'll send some, packets over to the router and see which ones get a response and which ones, I think if I remember, it'll either tell you it's open or it's definitely denied, or there's a middle ground where it's not really sure, and so that's why they may not really give us anything, but I'll give it a shot later anyway.
Okay. You can give Andy access also. It might be easier for him that way too.
No. Now this is a you can get this as a tool. You can get online. No big deal. Just to see what, you know, it looks like from the outside going in. Right now I'm batting down my passwords for all the machines. Make sure I can get into them all and have a record. But that is all. Yeah,
okay. We can get in remotely now.
And answer, but you didn't come back. I guess you were sure flying or got distracted.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, but the first time you put your call out there, before you called George, you put your call out, and I answered, and you didn't come back.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, just head it home.
All right. I'm going to go back to the machine, and then I want to head out to the gym. The gym is open today, even though it's Labor Day, so we'll do that.
WB2NKT.
Oh, it is, George. Okay, I gotta go make a quick phone call. I'll be right back. That would be too CSA.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was
alright. Let's see if I have it.
Went to had breakfast. Wondering if you could tell me, were you guys successful?
Hey, George. No, they're apparently, I think you were correct in your assessment of his ability to either do these things directly or to submit them to the great bureaucracy. Sounds like submission to the great bureaucracy is the du jour thing. So we did a port scan. One port was open, and the remaining ports were not. Actually, both Steves did most of the work. And they dropped the fire machine, tried it again. And we're getting data. I mean, we see other rooms and such, but the port scan is indicating that there's a number of ports that are still problematic. So I guess they're going to interface with Andy and see. But they're speculating that the infrastructure there is probably more complicated than just one router or what have you, so I'm not really sure myself.
I kind of suspected that, but I'm sorry to hear it, actually, because it would be great to get it done and just have it run. Okay, good. Just out of curiosity, did you receive your copy of the September log yet? I can sort of see that people got it in bulk, but I can't see if individuals got it.
Yes, I received the log. And by the way, we have in the log a call for anybody who wants to participate in the technical committee. I'm kind of bowing out of leg of some health issues that I'm dealing with and so forth, be that as it may. So we're trying to staff up, get some young blood in there to keep this whole infrastructure of ours going.
Sorry to hear that. Sadly, I think I'm in the same boat. And at the moment, I don't have anything that I think is a showstopper or something that needs a ton of attention yet. But I'm sure whatever it is that I have will catch up to me sooner or later. I've already had the triple zipper. I'm on CPAP. Diabetes, all that crap. So, osteomyelitis. The list goes on, but fortunately, nothing is at the point where it's here yet. So I'm lucky. But I appreciate exactly what you're saying. I'm sorry to hear it.
Familiar with it, I don't know.
But it indicates we have one open port and about four closed ports. And Andy was going to go double check on it and get back to us later.
Yeah, okay. I hope they correspond with the ports that we sent out a while ago.
He says he opened whatever was in the email.
Yeah, and that email checks with Yasu's documentation. You know, that's what Yasu says he should open. So if something's out there that's either not documented or they made changes to, they have to play catch up on that way. So, okay. Gotta go. I hear my, gotta head out. So, okay. And we'll talk to you later. WB2ZSC,
yeah, I'm just wondering if there's not two routers in this. One that he uses to go back and forth to the location, and another one that goes out to the internet. And he may have opened it on one, possibly not on the other. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, without a diagram of what they have, it's tough to figure out what you have to do. And not for nothing, but said diagrams are probably considered, I'll call it proprietary. You know, if I was the IT organization person, and I was for a long time, I would not want such a document to, to go anywhere that I, anywhere that I wasn't aware of, put that one. So I would probably consider it to be proprietary. So you may not even want to give Andy such a thing. So anyway, maybe he does have it. If he does have it, he shouldn't share it with us. But he needs to know what has to be done.
Yeah, all I know is that between us and the internet, it's indicating that those ports are not open. So that's all I can say. There is an alternative which requires putting something on the roof also, and doing a point-to-point connection over like 2 gigs.
Sounds like we ought to flesh out what that is and, see if you can make it into a project proposal. See if it passes the giggle test. It probably would. All right, I got a sign. WB2ZSC, WBTIVT, we're clear.